Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game 3 of 6 between the visiting San Jose Giants and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 790 ESPN Radio. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Thursday night baseball between two California League Northern Division foes. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting San Jose Giants. A matchup between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and the San Francisco Giants. Last night, the Grizzlies shocked the San Jose Giants 12-8 Wednesday night from Chuck Chancey Park. The Grizzlies enjoyed their biggest comeback clause win of 2023 as they trailed by 6 runs heading into the 7th. Fresno notched 10 runs over their final 2 innings, including 7 with 2 outs in the 8th. It gave the Grizzlies their 14th comeback clause victory in the 7th inning or later, and their 2nd in as many innings, or in evenings. All 12 of Fresno's runs scored with 2 outs, and the Red Hot Grizzlies have now won 2 in a row against San Jose. They improved to 10-1 in the second half, 5-0 in the month of July, 13-2 in their last 15 games, 23-5 in their last 28. They have won now 4 in a row against the Giants. So the Grizzlies coming into tonight at 46-31 overall. That is the best record in the California League Northern Division and also in all of the California League. And in the second half, Fresno 10-1, 5 games up on the Modesto Nuts in the division. While the San Jose Giants, who are 3-8 in the second half, that is last place in the California League North Division standings, 7 games back of Fresno. Well, San Jose won the first half. They're in the postseason. They could lose out every game for the rest of this second half and still make the postseason. A 43-34 overall record for the Giants, 3 games back of Fresno for the best record in the California League North Division standings. But these two teams battling out once again should be a great night of baseball. As we have 2 southpaws on the mound, will be the left-hander Nomar Medina for San Jose, a 3-4 record, a 6.02 record for the Dominican Republic native. He signed as an international free agent in 2020. While the Grizzlies give the ball to their left-hander, Michael Perseki, a 5-5 record, a 4.01 ERA. Perseki tonight will be making his 13th start of the 2023 season. The left-hander has been a staple in the back end of the rotation for the Grizzlies, and the left-hander has been very consistent as of late. So it should be a great matchup for Thursday night baseball. Tioga Thursday. We also have Fresbro Olympics tonight. That should be a lot of fun as well as these two teams get ready for another matchup. Once again, the Grizzlies at 46-31, 10-1 in the second half, while San Jose 43-34, they are 3-8 in the second half. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Giants broadcaster, San Jose and San Francisco Giants broadcaster, Joe Rizzo, and we talked a little bit of everything. His start in professional broadcasting that started at Stanford. We also talked about the top player that was coming through in his first game he ever called for Stanford baseball when they were taking on USC. We also talked about his major league debut and his start with the Giants and the division rivalry that has happened between San Jose and Fresno. And finally, we talked about how amazing it is for him to be a dad. Joe Rizzo is our pregame guest, and we come back right after this break. We'll have that interview with Joe. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chancey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50, available at ChuckChanceyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Interview with San Jose Giants broadcaster Joe Rizzo in 3, 2, 1. bring in San Jose Giants broadcaster Joe Rizzo. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Steven.
So first question, tell the fans a little bit about where you grew up and where your love for baseball started.
Yeah, well, I'm a Bay Area native, come from a baseball family. My dad played in college. He was a pitcher at USC in the 70s. And my grandfather pitched professionally. So a true baseball family. My brother played in college. My younger brother played in college, too. So grew up around the game. And while I played through high school, I always knew, like maybe you did, that eventually you wanted to get into broadcasting, yeah. That you could talk a good game. And I was very fortunate. My high school job was running the scoreboard at the Stanford baseball games. I grew up in Palo Alto, so yeah. I went to high school literally right across the street. It was the coolest job for a 15, 16-year-old kid who loved baseball and had the best seat in the house to watch one of the most premier college programs out there.
Yeah.
So, of course, naturally, knowing I wanted to get into broadcasting, I got to know the broadcasters, the student broadcasters there that sat right next to me, and eventually they had me on for a game, and eventually that grew into, hey, come do some road games, make a few trips, that'd be great. It allowed me to put a tape together so that when I went to college down the road at Santa Clara, I sent something into the San Jose team and said, hey, if you ever need anybody to fill in, be happy to do it. Here's a game I did at Stanford. And, yeah, lo and behold, they brought me in. I was kind of the backup to the backup to the backup. But as a 19-year-old college freshman calling professional baseball, it was really a dream come true. And the rest, they say, is history, right?
I kind of absolutely
grew into the full-time role and doing some games in San Francisco now. And being a Giants fan as a kid, it truly is just a great situation. I feel blessed to be here.
So let's talk about it, too. So when you went to games growing up, I'm guessing you had probably a favorite player, maybe a favorite broadcaster as well. And do you remember that game that you called who Stanford was facing?
Well, yeah, because so I was a huge Stanford baseball fan growing up. It was just so convenient right across the street to go to games. The first game that I called was actually down at USC. Stanford-USC, both teams ended up going to the College World Series that year. Mark Pryor was the USC pitcher. I mean, that was his incredible year in college where he was the best player in college baseball and was this elite prospect and draft pick, and everybody thought he was going to win 5 or 6 Cy Young Awards, right?
Yeah.
Or he got hurt, of course. So, yeah, I'll never forget that first game and that first weekend of Stanford USC. Yeah, and then the broadcasters, I mean, there are so many phenomenal broadcasters. I grew up 90s, early 2000s, so for the Giants, that meant Hank Greenwald and Ted Robinson and, of course, John Miller, who eventually stepped in. And even though I wasn't a big A's fan, if the Giants weren't on, you could flip on Bill King, who was one of the best to ever do it. So there were a lot of just fantastic Bay Area baseball broadcasters that influenced me as a kid, and I felt like I just kind of missed out on the era of MLB Network and, you know, streaming where you could bring up any game you wanted and listen to whomever you wanted. So I maybe missed out a little bit on that. But still some great broadcasters that definitely influenced me as I was just starting out of the business.
And then when you started out in the business, too, in the first couple years with San Jose, you guys have been through tons of managers. Do you remember your first manager and the conversations when you first started with San Jose?
Well, the first manager was a guy that I actually just saw last week, and that was Len Sicada, who has had 5 or 6 different stints as the San Jose Giants manager. Of course, has a connection to Fresno as well. When he spent a season here, some 20 years ago now.
Yeah.
But Lenny, the all-time winningest manager in California League history and 4 championship teams in San Jose, including 2 years ago when his great team matched up with the great team here in Fresno in that championship round. The first road trip that I ever went on with the San Jose Giants, so I was a college student, and it was one of those commuter trips we used to commute out to. I think it was Modesto that week. And I pull up in my car, you know, 5 minutes early, bus is long gone. And I go, what? Did I have the time wrong? And I call up Len, and Len said, no, if you're not 15 minutes early, you're late. That's a great lesson to learn. And I never missed the bus again in the whatever 14, 15 years that I've been taking the bus with the San Jose Giants. So that was my first experience on a road trip. I missed Len Sakata's bus. But, hey, a lesson you had to learn, right?
Well, a lesson learned, but you've seen so many amazing things throughout the years. Championships galore. You've seen tons of Major League players, tons of guys who now come back as coaches, too. But what has been your favorite part about being a San Jose Giants broadcaster?
Well, for me, again, just growing up in the area, I grew up going to San Jose Giants games as an 8 or 9 year old, you know, having a recorder and sitting in the bleachers, and then to be able to do it for real all these years later, just really, really cool. And I don't think there are a lot of people that can say that have had that kind of opportunity. So, very fortunate to have that. And then, I mean, so many tremendous teams that I have been lucky to be around in San Jose. I mean, we won a championship something like 4 times in my first 6 years, which were, of course, the teams that preceded the 3 World Championship teams in San Francisco. So we saw so much talent come through San Jose when you think about Buster and the two Brandons and Madison Bumgarner and Pablo Sandoval and Sergio Romo. I mean, the players that made up the homegrown core of San Francisco's championship run. To see all of them come through San Jose. And again, it was my early years, so I guess I was kind of naive to think, well, it's always like this, right? I mean, you're always going to see just these amazing teams.
Right.
Of course, it doesn't work out like that. And now you sit back 10, 12 years later, and it makes you even appreciate what you saw even more.
And now they came through Fresno as well and up to the big leagues too. But just like you, you got your chance to get up to the big leagues. Can you tell the fans about your big league call-up and debut?
Yeah, so I started doing San Francisco spring training games in 2017, but in 2019 is when they first asked me to do a regular season game. It was actually a doubleheader in Denver. Giants were playing the Rockies, and John Miller was there. He was doing the broadcast, but John didn't want to do 18 innings all by himself at Coors Field. I mean, that could be a 9-hour experience.
Absolutely.
So, you know, pre-pitch clock, too. So Mario Alioto from the San Francisco Giants called me up a few weeks before that doubleheader and said, "You've been doing great work on our spring training games. Of course, we know you're from San Jose. We'd love to give you this opportunity to work with John in the regular season and call both games with him." So, of course, I was just, you know, thrilled with the opportunity. And it ended up being a couple of great games for the Giants. It wasn't a particularly memorable season in 2019. But the Giants and Rockies that afternoon, the first inning that I called of play-by-play, which was the top of the third, the Giants batted around. They scored 7 runs. Buster Posey hit a home run like 5 batters into my big league broadcasting
Amazing.
Career. I mean, it was just a wild experience. It was, of course, I mean, I'm a little nervous.
I've never done
a major league game before, even though I know all the players and, you know what's going on. It's a different kind of feel.
Yeah.
And I remember in that inning, one of the plays in that inning was pitchers were still hitting then, and Jeff Samardzija was the Giants pitcher. He dropped down a sacrifice bunt, and it was a very innocent play. You know, whatever. It was a bunt. We moved on to the next batter. The inning ended after the 7 runs, the Buster homer. Crawford had, you know, a big hit. You know, I mute my mic as we go to break, and I'm just like, oh. And John looks at me and goes, "Joe, I thought you did a great job on that sacrifice bunt call. Wonderful, wonderful work."
That's like, awesome.
Like, well, thank you. Well, what did you think about the other 9 hits that just happened? So just the, you know, the John Miller humor. It was great. So,
that's always amazing.
Giants ended up, I think, winning 19-1, and then they swept the doubleheader that night. And then the next day, I was back in San Jose, but memories that will last a lifetime.
And you've been back for years to come, too. But now here, now San Jose Fresno, we've seen a lot of amazing years of postseason baseball between the two teams of the Grizzlies and the Giants, too. But this Giants team, outstanding to watch. And now you have the likes of Dan Runsler and Travis Ishikawa. But you've seen a lot of prospects as well, too. And you talked about a little bit earlier where, you know, you kind of are fortunate for what has been when you first started. But the Giants have been winning and back in the postseason again. How fortunate are you to still be back here?
Yeah, it's been a great year in San Jose, and it feels like we might be heading towards a third season in a row of San Jose Fresno in the playoffs. I mean, this has become a really great rivalry.
Yes, it has.
With the Grizzlies and the Rockies. And I know last year in the Complex League, the Giants and Rockies played each other in that championship series, won by the Giants. But that was a heated rivalry, and it's kind of carried over. And I say heated, but I mean in a good way.
Yeah.
Like this has just been really good baseball. We've seen it here this week with some really exciting games with fun finishes. And, you know, San Jose's a little down right now, just these last couple of weeks. When you win a first half, as you well know, it means you've had a lot of standout performers and guys that have received well-deserved promotions up to a higher level. So San Jose's kind of recalibrating and players in some new roles, and I think they'll be replenished a bit when the draft hits here in the coming days and weeks. But, boy, it feels like these are the two best teams in the division. It's felt like that since the beginning of April, and I don't think any of us would be surprised if we see another matchup come September.
And a renewed rivalry, but the last thing I want to ask you, too, is now, you know, you're a dad yourself, too. What's the one thing that you want to be remembered for your kids when it comes to broadcasting games and being around baseball?
Well, I pride myself, you know, hardworking and someone who really goes above and beyond with prep work. And I think my oldest son, who's only 3 and a half, but he sees that. He loves baseball. I love having him out at the games. And it's been a thrill. I took him out to a game last October. We went over to Oakland for a game the final weekend of the regular season. And, I mean, all it takes is one game, right, for
yeah.
a kid that age to just totally fall in love to where my oldest son, Benji, he wants to go out and play baseball. He wants to go watch a baseball game. He wants to read books about baseball. He'll play in his room and broadcast himself trying to hit a pretend baseball. Which I think is really cool.
It's
for
amazing.
A 3 and a half
Absolutely.
Year old. Because, you know, he's picking that up because he'll listen to one of my games for an inning or two when I'm not home. So it's fun. And then we have a second kid, too, Eli, who's only one. So he's still kind of learning.
Yeah.
But anything his brother does, he wants to do as well. So it's fun. It's obviously a lot of work with two toddlers.
Absolutely.
And my wife and I both have full-time jobs and careers. But they are our two great kids, and they already love the game of baseball. And as a dad, nothing beats that.
Well, I appreciate time for this. We're going to talk a lot more this season, and good luck with the rest of the season. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Stephen.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on 790 ESPN, Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Thursday Night Baseball here at Chuck Chansey Park as the San Jose Giants and the Fresno Grizzlies get set for first pitch. We're moments away from our keys to the game, and we'd like to give a big thank you to the San Jose Giants broadcaster, Joe Rizzo, for joining us on the pregame show. A lot of fun to talk to a guy who now has big league experience, and we're so grateful he could join us on the show. It's now time for tonight's Keys to the Game. Good evening, Growlifornia. Here are tonight's keys to the game. Key number one, hit, hit, hooray! The Grizzlies are 29-4 when they have 10 or more hits in a game. Key number two, Boogerine brings the fire. Jesus Boogerine is riding an 11-game hit streak and has 20 RBI in that span. Boogerine needs to continue to produce in the middle of the Fresno lineup. Key number three, trust the Grizzlies' bullpen. Over the past two games, Fresno's relievers are 12-0. The last loss from a Grizzlies' bullpen arm was on May 31st at San Jose. Let's keep winning. Go Grizzlies!
days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for game 3 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting San Jose Giants. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 790 ESPN. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Thursday night baseball between two California League North Division foes. It's the Grizzlies and the Giants in game 3 of 6. As you just heard, our keys to the game, a simulcast here at the ballpark. A great night expected, a great pitching matchup, as well as two lefties get the ball for these two respected teams. It's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting San Jose Giants. They're the single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. And the Giants at 43-34 overall. They are 3-8 here in the second half. The Giants are managed by Jeremiah Knutstead. Here's his starting lineup. Lean off and playing left field, number 7, Alexander Suarez. Batting second, the shortstop, number 1, Diego Velasquez. Batting third, the first baseman, number 10, Matt Higgins. Batting fourth, the catcher, number 8, O'Neill Perez. Batting fifth, the second baseman, number 21, Thomas Gavello. Batting sixth, the third baseman, number 17, Anthony Rodriguez. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 5, Tanner Otremba. Batting eighth will be the DH, number 18, P.J. Hilson. And batting ninth, the center fielder, number 9, Turner Hill. And on the bump for the San Jose Giants, the left-hander, number 23, Nomar Medina. A 3-4 record, a 6.02 ERA. Medina is appearing in his 14th game this season. So once again, under manager Jeremiah Knutstead for San Jose, it'll be Suarez, Velasquez, Higgins, Perez, Gavello, Rodriguez, Otremba, Hilson, Hill, Medina on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineups for your Fresno Grizzlies. Your Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. The Grizzlies, 46-31 overall, a 10-1 mark in the second half. Winners of 23 of their last 28 games. Under first-year manager Cecil East, here's his Toyota starting lineup. Lean off and playing left field, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting second, the second baseman, number 4, Dion Jorge. Batting third will be the first baseman, number 5, Skyler Messenger. Batting fourth at DH, number 2, Jamari Baylor. Batting fifth, the only lefty in the Grizzlies lineup tonight, shortstop, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting sixth, the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. Batting 8th in right field, number 15, Parker Kelly. And batting 9th, the third baseman, number 27, Gene Perez. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander number 21, Michael Persecki. A 5-5 record, a 4.01 ERA, as Persecki makes his 13th start. So once again, for your Fresno Grizzlies, under manager Steve Solis, his Toyota lineup, Andrews Jr., Jorge Messenger, Baylor, Andy Perez, Bugarin, Huff, Kelly, Gene Perez, and Persecki on the bump. Tonight's umpires behind the plate is Spencer Kim. Over on the bases is Evan Anderson. The Grizzlies tonight, they're wearing their City Connect uniforms. It's their homage to Fresno. And they are red and black uniforms. Fresno written across the front with a black outline as well. Fresno in black across the front. They have their F-slash logo on their sleeves that are red. On the back, you'll see their numbers in black with the city skyline and downtown Fresno as well. Fresno are wearing their black caps with the red bill for their City Connects. While the Giants, they're back in their black unis tonight. They have the black caps, the orange bill, San Jose written on the front, the numbers in the back in orange. As we get set for first pitch, we'll be right back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The home team is a second field for tonight's game. This is Becky Monica, your first home pitcher.
Our national anthem for Thursday night baseball here at downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, 790 ESPN Radio tonight. My name is Stephen Rice and we have Thursday night baseball, game 3 of 6 between the visiting San Jose Giants and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. Michael Perseki gets the ball for Fresno, making his 13th start of the 2023 season. The number 6 man in the Grizzlies rotation, a 5-5 record, a 4.01 ERA, but Perseki has been one of the most consistent starters all season long for Fresno as he takes on one of the best offenses in single A. And the San Jose Giants, who come in with a record of 43-34, a 3-8 record here in the second half, while your Grizzlies, 46-31, 10-1 here in the second half as we get set for first pitch this evening. 95 degrees outside, clear skies, 8-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. As Michael Perseki gets ready to take on Alexander Suarez. As we said, 95 degrees, clear skies, 8-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. But a perfect night for Thursday baseball here at Chuck Chansey Park as there's a throwdown from Cody Huff to the second baseman and Dion Jorge. And Alexander Suarez will lead things off. Alexander Suarez batting .263. 4 home runs, 23 RBI, a 732 OPS. Suarez is in left field this evening. He's had multiple hits in this series as the first pitch is fouled off, and we are underway tonight. Counted 0-1 to Alexander Suarez. 3 hits, including a homer back on Tuesday. And a couple hits last night as well as that pitch runs outside from Michael Perseki. And the count now at 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 from Perseki. He winds and deals. And it's a breaking ball swung on and missed on the outside part of the plate. The count at 1-2. Perseki, 3 pitches, fastball, curveball, and a changeup. Here comes the 1-2. And that is fouled off, and we'll do it again with the same count. First pitch tonight at 6:56 p.m. Here comes the 1-2, and a foul ball, and into the seats. As a fan, we'll get a baseball right there. One ball and two strikes here to Alexander Suarez. Just underway here at Chukchansey Park. Here comes the 1-2. And that is in the dirt, swung on and missed. Good pitch right there from Prosecki. Suarez down on strikes. First out of the inning, here comes the shortstop, Diego Velasquez. That pitch more on the inside part of the plate. For the swing that Suarez took, could not handle it on the inside part of the plate. So one out now, and here comes Diego Velasquez. Velasquez, the switch hitter, will hit from the right side. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. That ball just disappearing out of the zone to Velasquez. Velasquez batting .297, 5 homers, 47 RBI. As that pitch is lined foul and out of play, heads up over there, quickly 0-2 to Velasquez from Michael Prosecki. The Grizzlies, as we said, wearing their what you call City Connect, according to Major League Baseball. Of course, the Rockies wearing green and white for theirs. Fresno black and red. Here comes their 0-2, and it is outside. Called strike three. A very late call from the home plate umpire, Spencer Kim. But Prosecki will take it for his second straight strikeout. Two outs now, and here comes Matt Higgins, the first baseman. Home plate umpire Spencer Kim. Over on the bases, Evan Anderson. The Grizzlies, as we said, wearing their City Connects. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. The count at 1-0. San Jose, they're in their black uniforms this evening. Second time we've seen them in those jerseys. Here comes the 1-0, and it is outside and in the dirt. Good stop there from Cody Huff. The count now, one ball and one strike. Or two balls and no strike to Higgins. Here comes the pitch from Prosecki. And that is outside. As right now, there is shade almost everywhere on the diamond, except right behind the second base bag. So the shortstop in Andy Perez and the second base in Jorge is still in the sun. As that's a called strike, it's 3-1. Left field, just in front of Andrews Jr., there's shade. But no shade for both the center and right fielders, as that pitch is line foul down the left field line by Higgins. McCown now at 3-2. The whole field will be covered at some point around the third inning. Here comes the pitch, and that is a line drive foul towards the Giants bullpen. And we'll do it again with the same count. Michael Prosecki, two punch-outs so far here in the top of the first inning. Here comes the pitch from Prosecki, winds and deals. Here it is. And that's a fly ball out to left center field. That ball will get down. This could be extra bases for Higgins, who rounds first. He will stay there as Andrews Jr. will throw it in. It's a two-out single for Matt Higgins. And he'll bring up the catcher in O'Neill Perez. Perez, second time we've seen him in this series. Perez batting .312, and Higgins batting .308 coming into that at-bat. Now .312 for O'Neill Perez, two homers, 29 RBI, and .808 OPS. Prosecki will come set. Here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike on the inner half of the plate. The count at 0-1, and Perez got his hands out of the way, bringing the bat up. It was a called strike anyway. No balls, one strike. Prosecki looks back the runner in Higgins. Here comes the 0-1, and that is swung on and missed. A good elevated fastball right there from Prosecki at 94. Quickly 0-2. As the Grizzlies looking to come up to bat with no score. Here comes the 0-2 from Prosecki. Here's the pitch. And it's inside for a ball, and the count now at 1-2. The runner at first is Higgins. Two outs here in the frame. Prosecki once again coming set. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball hit right to the first baseman Messenger, who will step on the bag, and that will end the inning. A two-out single does not come around to score for San Jose. We had the bomb the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the first inning, no score between the Giants and the Grizzlies as Nomar Medina gets the ball against E.J. Andrews Jr. A very heavy right-handed lineup for Steve Scalise's squad. As here comes the first pitch from Medina. Andrews Jr. outside for a ball. The count of one ball and no strikes. Nomar Medina, a 3-4 record, a 6.02 ERA, takes on E.J. Andrews Jr. As the 0-1's in there, or the 1-0's in there for a strike, count at 1-1 now. Andrews Jr., a .223 batting average, 8 homers, 32 RBI, a .748 OPS. Here's the pitch, and that is inside, and it's now 2-1. Andrews Jr., second on the team in homers. Here comes the 2-1 him, and that is inside. The count now at 3-1, a little bit low as well. Andrews Jr. trying to get on here, the former Fresno State Bulldog against Nomar Medina. Here comes the 3-1, and that is low, ball four. A leadoff walk to Andrews Jr. As here comes the second baseman, Dion Jorge, the Rockies' number 16 overall prospect on MLB.com. So Dion Jorge playing his fourth game with the Grizzlies since being called up on July 3rd. A .286 batting average, no homers, 3 RBI, a .690 OPS as the first pitch is low. The count at 1-0 from Nomar Medina. Bottom of the first inning, the Grizzlies trying to get on the board early. Runner at first is Andrews Jr. He's got great speed. Here comes the 1-0, and Jorge looks a bunt, and it's a foul ball just down the third baseline. Jorge, we've seen the speed already from the past couple of games, including last night when he scored on a pass ball that barely got past the catcher in Zach Morgan. Jorge, reacting at third base, scampered home, tied the game up, and the momentum swing as the Grizzlies would score four more runs after that. Here comes the 1-1 from Medina, swung on and missed by Jorge, the count at 1-2. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate there from Medina at 80 miles per hour, and Jorge way ahead of it. Here comes the 1-2 to Jorge. And he swings and misses, down on strikes as Medina picks up a big strikeout. One away runner at first, and here comes the first baseman, Skylar Messenger. Skylar Messenger in this series, 6 hits, He has 4 RBI. His batting average now at 281. 6 homers, 39 RBI, and 839 OPS. Here's the pitch, and Messenger takes it low for a ball. The count at 1-0. Skyler Messenger had a great month of June. Here in July, it's continued to keep his hot pace at the plate. So one ball, no strike. Here comes the pitch to Messenger from Medina. And that is low in the count now at 2 balls and no strikes. Medina going back to the off speed, 79 miles per hour. The count at 2 balls and no strike. Runner at first is Andrews Jr. He walked to lead off the inning. Here in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch. And that is low as well. 3-0 to Messenger. And now a mound visit here between the catcher Perez and Medina. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Shaughnessy Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers Battle Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ShaughnessyGold.com. You must be 21. Shaughnessy Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. Shaughnessy Gold Resort and Casino, proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies, here in the bottom of the first. Here comes the 3-0 to Skyler Messenger. And that pitch is right down the middle. The count now at 3-1. Here in the bottom of the first inning. Just underway for Thursday night baseball here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Here comes the 3-1 from Medina. Instead, it'll be a check on Andrews Jr. He's back safely. Andrews Jr. trying to get into a secondary lead right there. San Jose, a plethora of lefties to start in this series against Fresno. Second of 3 so far to open up the series. As Messenger will take ball 4 outside and a little bit low. Andrews Jr. will waltz to second as Messenger picks up the second walk of the inning. Runners at first and second with 1 out. And here comes Jamari Baylor, the DH. And talk about a guy who's had an outstanding series as well. Since he's joined Fresno, though, Baylor is batting .346, 6 homers, 22 RBI, a 1.129 OPS. Multiple hits in both games in this series. He had 2 big RBI last night, as there's a check swing from Baylor, the count at 0-1. As Baylor could not hold up on that pitch down in the zone. Runners at first and second with 1 out. And Baylor can give the Grizzlies an early lead. Here comes the 0-1, and that is fouled off quickly. 0-2, heads up over there near our Kodiak Club. It's the count now 0-2 to Jamari Baylor, the former Philadelphia Philly farmhand in Baylor, a third-round draft pick in 2019 out of high school. Here's the 0-2 to Baylor, and that is outside. Called strike 3, Baylor not happy with the call. Asking why that was a called strike with home plate umpire Spencer Kim. There are 2 outs now, and here comes Andy Perez, the only lefty in the Fresno lineup. So Baylor down on strike, second strikeout for Medina. So now Medina walk, strikeout. As here's Perez, first pitch to Andy, and it is low for a ball, the count of 1-0. Perez batting .244. He has 1 homer, 33 RBI, a 592 OPS. The go-ahead RBI last night had a game-tying RBI on Tuesday. Here comes the 1-0 to Perez. And that's a pop-up, and it's going to be on the infield. This will go into foul territory. Who's it going to be? And it's caught by the third baseman, Rodriguez, who does a basket catch to end the inning. The Grizzlies get 2 runners on via walk, but they come up empty. Well, into the top of the second, no score. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the second inning, no score between the Giants and the Grizzlies as Michael Perseki will take on Thomas Gavello to lead things off. First time we've seen Gavello in this series. Gavello batting 244, 9 homers, 34 RBI, and 856 OPS as the first pitch runs outside. And a little bit high, the count of 1-0 from Michael Perseki. Here comes the 1-0, and a breaking ball that is in there for a strike. The count at 1-1. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the valley. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous buffalo chicken fries. As that pitch will hit Gavello in the helmet, and he will head down to first base. That was not the pitch that Perseki wanted to throw. So the leadoff man is on. As here comes the third baseman, Anthony Rodriguez. Again, you can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous buffalo chicken fries. There are 6 locations around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. Shack it up your way at the Chicken Shack. Here's a check on Gavello back at first. He was hit by a pitch in the helmet. And count it. No balls and no strikes to Anthony Rodriguez, who's batting 221, 2 homers, 16 RBI. Here comes the pitch from Perseki, and that is fouled off. And the count now at 1 ball or no balls and 1 strike. And again, we'd like to thank Chicken Shack, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies, and tonight's press box food here in the top of the second inning. As Michael Perseki, here comes his 0-1 to Rodriguez, who had a pair of doubles last night. And that pitch is a called strike on the inner portion of the plate. The count now 0-2 as Perseki up on Rodriguez, as Gavello leads from first. No balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch as Gavello leads from first, and that is just a little bit low. The count at 1 ball and 2 strikes. For Michael Perseki, who's making his 13th start this season, a 5-5 record, a 4.01 ERA. As that pitch is fouled off, count at 1-2. Michael Perseki, his last time out was on June 30th at Stockton. He picked up the loss after 5 innings of 4-run ball. He allowed 4 hits, walked 3 batters, and struck out 8. As he makes his 3rd start against San Jose this season, a 1-1 record, a 5.73 ERA. Here comes the 1-2, and that is called strike 3. A great pitch from Perseki, and down goes Rodriguez. 3rd strikeout for Perseki, 1st out of the inning, and here comes the right fielder, Tanner Otremba. A very dangerous hitter, batting 7th in the San Jose lineup. Otremba homered on Tuesday. Here comes the first pitch to Otremba, who's batting 275, and he hits a ground ball to the third baseman, Perez, the backhand snag. They throw to first, not in time. Perez staying with the ball that took an awkward hop on him. The throw to second. He gets the lead runner in Gavello, but Otremba beats out the throw. It is a fielder's choice. It goes 5-4 on the fielder's choice for the second out. And here comes P.J. Hilson. Hilson batting 243 with three homers, 21 RBI. And he is the DH this evening. Here comes the pitch from Prosecki. And that is inside, almost hits Hilson. The count at 1-0. Prosecki is 6'3", 200 pounds, left-hander. Pitched for the ACL Rockies last season, appearing in one game. Here comes the 1-0 from Prosecki. And it is a called strike. The count at 1-1. Prosecki is 22 years old, born on February 28, 2001. He's from Hinsdale, Illinois. A sixth-round draft pick by the Rockies, pick number 176 in 2022 out of the University of Louisville. Here comes the 1-1, and that's a ground ball foul towards the third base side. The count now at 1-2. And Michael Prosecki was in his junior season when drafted, and his only game that he pitched out of the bullpen with the ACL Rockies, he tossed a 1-2-3 inning, striking out one. Count is at 1-2. Here's the pitch, and that is low, and the count now at 2-2. From Prosecki to P.J. Hilson. The runner at first is Otremba here in the top of the second. No score. Michael Prosecki making his first start in July. Made five starts in the month of June. And here's the 2-2, and that is called strike three. On the inside part of the plate, Prosecki, four strikeouts through two scoreless innings. We head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on ESPN 790. Stream guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thurlgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thurlgood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at chuckchanseygold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the second inning, no score between the Giants and the Grizzlies as Jesus Bugarin will lead things off against Nomar Medina. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. As the first pitch is swung on and missed by Bugarin, the count at 0-1. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote. Here's a ground ball to the shortstop. Long throw in time to get Bugarin. 6-3 on the putout as Velasquez gets Bugarin for the first out. And here comes catcher Cody Huff. Again, you can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote. Or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. Bring your best ideas to life. And here in the bottom of the second inning, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. First pitch is a strike to Cody Huff. The count at 0-1 to the catcher. He's batting 244. Check swing. He did go around quickly 0-2 to Huff, who has 3 homers, 21 RBI, and he has a 663 OPS here in the bottom of the second inning. As Cody Huff gets into the box once again. Here comes the 0-2. And that is outside. The count now 1-2 from Nomar Medina. Glad you could join us this evening for Thursday Night Baseball, Game 3 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Giants, as that's called strike 3 in the inside part of the plate. Huff questions the call, but he becomes the third strikeout victim for Medina. And with 2 outs, here's the right fielder, Parker Kelly. Right now, we've seen a consistent strike zone with a lot of strikes called in the inside part of the plate from home plate umpire Spencer Kim. And both teams are going to have to adjust as the first pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. And if you're a pitcher, both Prosecchi, Medina, and any pitcher afterwards, I would live there. As that pitch is flown to right field, it will go out of play. And the count now 1-1 to Parker Kelly, who last night had 2 hits. This series, Parker Kelly has actually played very well. He's only started once, but he came in as a pinch runner the other night. In the series, 2-for-4 in RBI, 4 runs, a walk, and a stolen base. As the next pitch is a ball, the count at 2-1 to Parker Kelly, who's batting 247 on the year. Here's the pitch, and that is a little bit low, and the count now at 3-1. 95 degrees at first pitch. The shadows continue to creep up the field. Here comes the 3-1. And that is a called strike, and the count now full, 3-2. The Giants wearing black uniforms this evening. Here comes the 3-2, and that is swung on and missed. Great pitch from Medina and both starting pitchers. 4 strikeouts through 2 scoreless innings of work. We had the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream, guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the third inning. No score between the Giants and the Grizzlies as Michael Prosecchi will take on Turner Hill here in the top of the third inning. As Prosecchi's first pitch is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. Good fastball grooved in there on the outside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. Here's the next pitch, and it's fouled off by Hill. The count at 0-2. Last night, Turner Hill had 4 singles, including reaching on 2 infield singles, 1 via bunt. As here comes the 0-2 from Prosecchi, and it is outside. The count at 1-2. Michael Prosecchi played at Louisville for 3 seasons before being drafted by the Rockies. Here's the 1-2. Fly ball to left field. It will go foul towards the Fresno Social, and we'll do it again with the same count. He appeared in 35 games, but only 4 starts. Compiled a 3-2 record with a 4.36 ERA over 64 innings. He allowed 35 runs, 31 earned, on 63 hits and 36 walks. That's a high chopper to the first baseman, Messenger. Messenger will take it himself to the bag for the out. 3 unassisted. 1 away, and here comes the left fielder, Alexander Suarez, who struck out in his first at-bat. Now, Michael Persecchi in 2022 made 26 appearances out of the bullpen, went 2-1 with 11 saves and a 3.38 ERA, as that is just high. The count at 1-0, good curveball there from Persecchi. Count at 1-0. His 11 saves were the second most in the ACC and tied for 7th most in a single season for Louisville. He struck out 44 over 37 in 1/3 innings. Here comes his 2-0, and that is fouled off by Suarez. The count now at 2-1. Now Persecchi with the Rockies, and instead of being a closer reliever, he is now in the rotation. And Michael Persecchi said, you know, he started his college career with Louisville doing just that, making 3 starts in his first season. Then, of course, was converted to the bullpen, as that's a called strike. The count at 2-2. But he's enjoyed every second of it, he said. He understands when he's pitching, his routine, and he really enjoys it. Here comes the 2-2 as that pitch is fouled off. The count remains the same. And Persecchi overall this season has pitched very well, especially at home where he has a 1.71 ERA in 6 starts. As that pitch is looped foul towards the right side and out of play, the count remains at 2-2. Now, prior to Louisville, he attended Nazareth Academy in LaGrange Park, Illinois. Initially selected in the 35th round by the Philadelphia Phillies of the 2019 MLB Draft. Instead, he chose to go to Louisville over Nebraska, Duke, Illinois, and pro baseball. He bet on himself and won. Here's the 2-2, and that's a bloop single into right field, a base hit. Over the second baseman, Jorge, into right field. Kelly throws it in. A one-out single for Suarez. And that is the second hit now for San Jose, as here comes the shortstop, Diego Velasquez. So one out, runner at first, and now Diego Velasquez. Here comes the pitch from Persecchi. And it is a bunt attempt, and Velasquez will go foul. The count at no balls and a strike. But Persecchi, back to him, he was highly recruited out of Nazareth Academy, where he lettered 3 years in baseball and 1 year in basketball. Was ranked the number 9 left-hand pitcher in the 2019 class by Perfect Game, and was raised the number 2 player in Illinois by Prep Baseball Report. He posted a 6-1 record with a 1.12 ERA in his senior year. Here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off on the bunt attempt, and counted 0-2. Persecchi going high and in on Velasquez, and Velasquez moving his bat, trying to put the bunt down. Well, with the angle of where the bat was, there was no way he was going to be able to put that ball into the ground. Great location there from Persecchi, and growing up as a pitcher, you're taught to throw in when a guy's trying to bunt. It's a lot tougher to put it down. Here comes the 0-2, and that is high for a ball. The count of 1-2. Yes, here comes the 1-2 to Velasquez with a runner at first. Here's the check on the runner in Suarez. He's back safely. Great speed from Suarez at first. The count remains at 1-2 to Diego Velasquez. Now, Michael Persecchi, besides playing baseball, a big video game guy, he also loves watching movies, which include the likes of Step Brothers, Star Wars Episode 3, and the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe. And he has a great Chewbacca noise. If you heard our interview with him earlier in the season, he gave one. Very nicely done. Here comes the 2-2. And that is swung on and missed down in the zone. And Velasquez out on strikes. 5 Ks now for Prosecchi. 2 outs in the inning. And here comes Matt Higgins, 1-for-1 with a single. Michael Prosecchi, after his baseball games are done as well, he would like to work in the front office of a Major League Baseball club or work as a free or at work as an agent with professional baseball players. As that is a called strike on the outside part of the plate, the count at 0-1. Michael John Prosecchi, and according to pitching coach Mark Brewer, a student of the game. Willing to learn every single day. Here comes the 0-1 from Prosecchi. Long pause. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off, and quickly 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs here in the top of the third inning. No score between San Jose and Fresno. Prosecchi will come set once again. Here comes his 0-2 offering, and he slips coming off the mound. The count is at 1-2. I don't know how he threw that ball. Prosecchi looking right where he slipped right there. Makes a little divot into the rubber and gets ready once again. The count at 1-2. A little bit of a chuckle there from Prosecchi. Always dangerous when you see a pitcher fall off the mound like that. Here's the 1-2, and that is a fly ball in a shallow left field. Who's it going to be? The left fielder, Andrews Jr., is there, and he will make the catch. Prosecchi out of the inning despite the one-out single. We had the bottom of the third. No score. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thoroughgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the third inning, no score between the Giants and the Grizzlies as Gene Perez will lead things off against Nomar Medina. Perez batting 127, 2 homers, 4 RBI as the first pitch is in the dirt. The count at 1-0. Against a left-hander in Nomar Medina, who comes in with a 3-4 record, a 6.02 ERA, as that pitch is fouled off the count at 1-1. Medina is 6 feet, 190 pounds. He is 20 years old, as that pitch is fouled off, quickly 1-2. Medina, born on November 23rd, 2002, signed as an international free agent in 2020. He's from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Here comes the 1-2 and a little blooper out to right center field. And that ball will get down. A base hit for Gene Perez. Perez, as the ball skips away from the right fielder, Otremba, will stay put at first. Perez, the first hit of the game for the Grizzlies. And here comes left fielder E.J. Andrews Jr. from Nomar Medina. And Medina this year has done a little bit of everything for San Jose. He is making his 15th appearance, his fourth start. He has two saves as well this year, 46 and one-third innings, as that pitch is a called strike to Andrews Jr., who walked his first time up, the count at 0-1. He's allowed 44 runs, 31 earned, 21 walks, 36 strikeouts for Medina. Here comes the 0-1, and that is a line drive foul, and the count will remain at 0-2. Medina's last appearance came on July 1st against Modesto. A no decision after two innings of work. He allowed six runs on five hits, three walks. He did not strike out a batter. A little bit of a different story tonight. As Andrews Jr. takes his time right there. The count at 0-2. Runner at first, no outs here in the bottom of the third. Here comes the 0-2 from Medina. Long pause. Here's the pitch. And that is fouled off by Andrews Jr. We'll do it again. Medina making his second start on the road this year, his eighth appearance overall. 2-1 record, a 3.24 ERA. This is his second start in the month of July. Here's the 0-2 from Medina. Here's the pitch, and that is a fly ball, and it will go foul. We'll do it again, and no balls and two strikes. Righty's batting 366 against Medina this year. As he tries to give the Giants their first win of the series, Fresno has beaten San Jose four straight times. As here comes the 0-2 from the left-hander, and that is swung on and missed. Five strikeouts now for Medina, as Andrews Jr. whiffs on the pitch. One out, and here comes the second baseman in Dion Jorge, who struck out his first time up on a great changeup from Medina. So one out runner at first in Gene Perez. And here comes the pitch to Jorge. And that is low, the count at 1-0. Big hole on the right side of the diamond with the first baseman in Higgins holding on the runner. Jorge has had a great start to his professional career. Here's the pitch, and there goes the runner, and Perez, the throw to second. It is late, and skips in the center field. Perez will head to third. Here's the throw from Hill, and Perez is there. Stolen base for Gene Perez. He will get to third on the throwing error by the catcher in Perez. So Gene Perez reaches third thanks to the throwing error from O'Neill Perez. First air for San Jose, runner at third with one down, and now Jorge an opportunity for his fourth RBI this season, and the Grizzlies trying to take the lead. As third base coach and bench coach Cesar Galvez relaying signs to his young prospect. Here's the pitch, and that is low, and the count now at two balls and no strikes. The first base coach is Grizzlies manager Steve Solis as he talks towards the dugout right now. Some words of encouragement. This team has been on fire of late. Here's the pitch, and that is a ground ball to the second baseman. This will score Gene Perez. Dion Jorge, an RBI ground out. 1-0 Fresno. 4-3 on the ground out. It's an RBI for Jorge, his fourth of the season. Perez comes in to score, and just like that, the Grizzlies manufacturing a run. It is 1-0 Fresno here in the bottom of the third. Two outs now, and here's Skyler Messenger, who's done everything this series. As the Giants dugout chirping towards the home plate umpire in Spencer Kim, here's the pitch to Messenger. It is low. The count at two balls and no strikes. And I believe that first pitch they gave an automatic ball to the pitcher in Medina. Two balls, no strikes to Messenger. Here's the pitch. And that's a two bouncer to the shortstop, Velasquez. Sure-handed, he makes the throw to first in time for the out. But Gene Perez, a single. He comes around to score on the RBI ground out from Dion Jorge. 1-0 Fresno. As we head to the top of the fourth, you're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live,
the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 1-0, the Grizzlies lead the Giants. Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. O'Neal Perez will lead things off against Michael Prosecki. Perez, a big hack, comes up empty. The count at 0-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. Here comes the next pitch from Prosecki, and that is a line drive base hit past the diving third baseman Perez in a left field. And a leadoff single for Perez, who's now 1-for-2. Third hit allowed by Prosecki. And here comes the second baseman Thomas Gavello, who is hitting the helmet his first time up. So Fresno out in front, 1-0. The Grizzlies this season, when scoring first, are 29-5. They only have one hit to show for it. As here comes the pitch from Prosecki, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1 to Thomas Gavello. Good fastball from Prosecki on the outside part of the plate. Here at Chuck Chancey Park, a beautiful evening for Thursday night baseball. Here comes the 0-1, and that is outside. The count at 1-1. Here at Chuck Chancey Park, a beautiful venue here in downtown Fresno. 324 feet down the left field line. Here's the 1-1 to Gavello, and that is foul tipped into the netting. The count at 1-2. If you continue along the fence all the way to left center field, where it's 385 feet, you'll see a grassy berm out there in left center with a pool as well. You can see some fans partaking in the pool. A big video board out in left center field as well. Here comes the 1-2, and that is fouled off. If you continue to saunter down into center field, it's 400 feet to dead center. You continue to go to right center field, you'll see a manual scoreboard where one of our game day staff members will put up the score manually. Here comes the 1-2, and that is called strike three. Gavello out on strikes. Sixth strikeout now for Prosecki. One out in the inning, and here comes the third baseman, and Anthony Rodriguez with one out runner at first. Now that's right center field where that manual scoreboard is. And you continue to go down where you'll reach the short porch out in right. That's 335 feet down the right field line. It's a 4-foot wall. As that pitch is fouled off by Rodriguez, the count at 0-1. Some fans enjoying the game from that location. You'll get a lot of home runs over there in that short porch. And just beyond is the splash park presented by Community Medical Centers. The Grizzlies, they're on the first base side, which includes their bullpen as well, down the right field line. While the Giants and the visiting team always will be on the third base side and the bullpen as well down the left field line. The dugout's very large here at Chuck Chancey Park. It's here comes the 1-1. And that is in the dirt, and it gets away. Huff, though, the throw to second. It is late as Perez will take the base. And I believe that should be a wild pitch right there. Huff would have had no chance to get Perez initially. That ball in the dirt. Huff trying to make the stop there. Counted two balls and a strike. So two balls, one strike, one out. And it is a wild pitch officially. As here comes the 2-1. And that is in there for a strike. They count it 2-2. Good fastball on the inside part of the plate. So two balls, two strikes, one out here in the top of the fourth inning. 1-0, Fresno leads San Jose. Runner at second. Here's the pitch. And that swung on and missed. An elevated fastball. And Rodriguez did not know if he wanted to swing. Instead, he is the seventh strikeout now for Prisecki. Two outs in the inning. And here comes Tanner Otremba, reached on a fielder's choice. Two outs, runner at second. Another check on O'Neill Perez. Here's the pitch, and that is a check swing, and it's foul tipped at the plate. The count at 0-1. Chukchansey Park, we talked about the splash park out in right field. That's for your kiddos. Well, for the adults, the Fresno Social out in left field near that Giants bullpen down the left field line. That's on our concourse on the first level. I have a lot of concession options. As that pitch is high, the count at 1-1. My favorite, of course, is Dippin' Dots. You also can get some nachos, some garlic fries. I've heard a lot of great reviews about the garlic fries. I myself enjoying some Chicken Shack here in our press box, though, as that is a check back on the runner at second in Perez. Count at 1-1. On our second floor, you have our Kodiak Club. And on the third floor, Suites and Press Box. Here comes the 1-1, and that is inside, and it hits Otremba right in the lower leg. So Perez will stay at second. Otremba reaches on the hit-by-pitch. Runners at first and second, two outs, and here's P.J. Hilson, the designated hitter, struck out his first time. As we'll have a mound visit here by Cody Huff. And this ballpark, of course, three-tiered. And every spot in the ballpark, an outstanding chance to watch the game. Whether it's watching your red-hot Fresno Grizzlies, who've won 23 of their last 28, watching the in-game entertainment with Parker T. Bear and our G-Force, or you can just enjoy the promotions that we have every night, a different promotion for fans of all ages. As the mound visits over between Huff and Prisecki. We'll tell you a little bit about promotions later on in the broadcast. There's some fireworks going off beyond left field. I believe they came here in downtown Fresno, how close they were. I see a billow of smoke traveling across the sky right now. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike to Hilson. The count at 0-1. Runners at first and second with two outs here at Chukchansey Park. We had a sold-out crowd the other night of over 11,000. Capacity of 14,000. Of course, we can fit a lot of people in here. We've seen it in concerts as well, as that pitch is fouled off. The count at 0-2. Taco truck throwdown. Our 11,000 the other night was the highest attended game in the California League this season, and the highest game here at Chukchansey Park as well. Count is 0-2 to P.J. Hilson. Here's the pitch, and that is flown to right field and foul. The count remains at 0-2. And, of course, if you want to come down to watch a game this season, plenty of chances to do so, especially if you want to watch this series. You have three more chances this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. As here comes the 0-2, and that is foul tip to the backstop. You can go to our website, FresnoGrizzlies.com. to purchase your tickets, or give us a call at 559-320-4487. You can also come down to Chukchansey Park box office to purchase your tickets. His account remains at 0-2. We'd love to have you down here at the ballpark tonight, Tioga Thursday, Fresbro Olympics as well. We've seen a lot of great events so far. As here comes the 0-2 from Prisecki to Hilson. And it's a pop fly out to shallow right field, racing in and making the catch is Parker Kelly to end the inning. San Jose gets two runners on, but they leave them on the bases. We head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream guys, FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, 1-0. Fresno leads San Jose as Jamari Baylor, who's 0-for-1, will lead things off against Nomar Medina. Here comes the first pitch to Baylor. And it's a high chopper to the third baseman. This is Rodriguez to first in time. Baylor losing his helmet. Goes 5-3 for the first out. And here comes the shortstop and Andy Perez, who is also 0-for-1. Manco Abbott and Lou Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leproveneceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Manco Abbott, Lou Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. As we have reached July 6th, Fresno 5-0 in the month of July. Here comes the 1-1 to Andy Perez, the shortstop this evening. And that is a high chopper, and it goes foul down the right field line. The count now at 1-2. Just missing the line. That would have been extra bases for sure for Perez. Count now 1-2. Perez, the only lefty in the lineup tonight against Medina. As here comes the 1-2. And that is swung on and missed. That ball just disappeared, and Perez, no chance on the outside part of the plate. 6 strikeouts now for Medina. And here comes the center fielder, Jesus Bugarin, with 2 outs. Bugarin 0-for-1 tonight from Nomar Medina. And Medina this season, as that is a little blooper in a shallow center field, and it will be caught from Hill, and that will end the inning. We head to the fifth. The Grizzlies lead 1-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on ESPN 790. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With with 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 1-0. Fresno leads San Jose. Turner Hill, the center fielder, will lead things off. He's 0-1 this evening. As Michael Prosecchi back on the bump. Prosecchi so far 7 strikeouts over 4 innings of work. You're in the top of the fifth inning. Glad you could join us. Here's the pitch. And that is high for a ball. The count at 1-0. As the Grizzlies and the Giants, the San Francisco Giants single-A affiliate, continue their 6-game series tonight at Chuck Chancey Park. This is the 4th of 5 series between the clubs in 2023 and the last set here in Fresno. Here comes the 1-1, and that is swung on a miss by Hill. The count at 1-2. Good elevated fastball there from Prosecchi. Last season, the Grizzlies won 17 of the 30 meetings between the clubs and swept the Giants 2-0 in the divisional series. Overall, Fresno is 42-35 all-time against San Jose with a 9-8 record this year. They are 2-3 in the playoffs, though, against the Giants since the Grizzlies have joined the California League. As that ball is lying just foul down the third baseline, the count now 2-2 to Turner Hill. But the Grizzlies have won 4 in a row against San Jose after dropping 7 in a row. So these two teams going on many streaks against one another. As here comes the 2-2, and that is a foul ball. And we'll do it again with the same count. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the Grizzlies 10-1 here in the second half. Here's the 2-2, and that is a ground ball. Base hit up the middle. Past the pitcher, Prosecchi. No chance for either middle infielder. And a leadoff single for Turner Hill. Runner at first. Nobody down. And here's Alexander Suarez, 1-2. Back-to-back innings and the third time in this game where San Jose's had the leadoff man on base. 4 hits overall for San Jose. Now here's Alexander Suarez, who has really become a dangerous hitter in this Giants lineup. The growth and development of this player from what we saw last year, as that is swung on and missed, the count at 0-1. Suarez, 4 homers, 23 RBI, batting .265. But now the leadoff hitter for the Giants usually would be in the 8 or 9 spot for San Jose, but now a lot of trust from Jeremiah Knuckstead, their manager, who's the third base coach right now. As that pitch is inside, the count at 1-1. And a very familiar coaching staff also for the Giants, including hitting coach Travis Ishikawa. Here comes the 1-1. And that's a fly ball to deep center field. And now the ball coming in a little bit. So does Boo Green. He is there for the out. One away. As here comes the shortstop, Diego Velasquez, who's 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. So one out now. You also have Dan Runsler, the Giants pitching coach, and Yedwin Villegas, who's the fundamentals coach for San Jose. All three are former Fresno Grizzlies back when they were affiliated with the Giants organization. Here's a check on the runner and Hill. He's back safely. Hill, 5 singles in his past 2 nights. The Grizzlies now affiliated with the Rockies in their 3rd season. And these two teams have squared off in the postseason back-to-back years. San Jose's already clinched a playoff berth this year. There goes the runner. The throw from Huff is a 1-bouncer. And a stolen base for Turner Hill. Huff a little bit leaking that ball from his position, and Hill steals the base. So runner at second with one out. The count is 1-0 to Velasquez. Jorge thought he applied the tag in time. Instead, it's Hill's 12th stolen base since he's joined San Jose. Joined him later on this season after signing as a free agent. As that pitch is swung on and missed, the count at 1-1 now to Velasquez. From Michael Prosecchi. San Jose already clinching the first half. Fresno trying to meet them in the postseason once again. Fresno 10-1 here in the second half. Here's the 1-1, and that is fouled off. The count at 1-2. Now, this is the last series before the All-Star break. Now, of course, we're already in the second half, so we've reached over the halfway point of the season. But both teams will enjoy a couple days off before returning back to the regularly scheduled season. And the season will continue on Friday. As here comes the 1-2, and it's inside. The count now at 2-2. Now, there's no All-Star game in the California League this year, but there will be a Major League All-Star game where there'll be three former Fresno Grizzlies in that MLB All-Star game. But on Saturday, there'll be a Futures game. As here's the 2-2, and that is fouled off towards the right side out of play. And on Saturday, we have a chance to watch former Fresno Grizzly and Rockies number 3 overall prospect, Yankiel Fernandez, who started the season with Fresno, now in Double-A Hartford. Fernandez, the all-time leader in RBI in Grizzlies history in a single season with 108. Here comes the 2-2. Here's the pitch, and that's a ground ball off of Prosecchi to the second baseman Jorge. The throw to first in time. Prosecchi's still walking around okay, it looks like. It goes 1-4-3 on the putout. Up to third goes Hill. There are now two outs. And here comes the first baseman, Matt Higgins, who's 1-for-2. A single back in the first. As Prosecchi trying to get through five innings of work. He has a 1-0 lead. So Grizzlies scoring a run in the third. Now the All-Star game this year is at T-Mobile Park in Seattle. I have been to that stadium. Absolutely beautiful. So that's a fly ball. Center field. Bouguereau is there. And he will make the catch on the run. That ends the inning. And Michael Prosecchi has 5 scoreless frames. We come back. We'll talk some promotions. Here at Chuck Chancey Park. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, MILB TV, and 790 ESPN.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the Chuck Chancey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at ChuckChanceyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-0 Fresno leads San Jose as Carlos Torres in the Grizzlies' pen. As Cody Huff will lead things off against Nomar Medina here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-0 Fresno here at Chuck Chancey Park. Here comes the first pitch from Medina to Huff. And that's a fly ball, right center field, long run, still going, and that ball is off the right fielder, Otremba. Huff rounding second, he will head to third, he has a triple. We'll have to watch the replay, but I think Cody Huff has a leadoff triple for Fresno. If it is, it's the second hit for the Grizzlies, and here comes Parker Kelly. We look at the replay right now. That ball out to right field. And Otremba just missing it. And hit the warning track as well. And now here's Parker Kelly. It is a triple for Cody Huff. So now the infield in for the Giants. Here's the pitch. And Kelly fly ball to center field. This is a deep ball. Hill looks back. It goes past him. Extra bases for Kelly. This will score Cody Huff. Fresno leads 2-0. Back-to-back extra base hits for the Grizzlies. Parker Kelly, the RBI double, scores Cody Huff. And it's now 2-0. Third hit for the Grizzlies. They're now a home run shy of the cycle in terms of hits. As Dylan Cumming, number 12, starts to loosen down in the Giants' pen. And here's Gene Perez, who singled and scored his first time up. Here comes the pitch from Medina, and Perez looks to bunt. It's a high fastball to count it 1-0. As the infield corner position's coming in on that one. Parker Kelly's 12th double of the season, RBI. Number 15 for him. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on a miss by Perez. The count now at 1-1. That's Gene Perez. Perez batting 139, 2 homers. Here comes the pitch. And Perez fouls it off. It's now 1-2. And what a catch by the fan in the Kodiak Club. All right. Didn't need a glove. Great play. Laporta subs prize ball for that fan. As he pretends to flick it back onto the field. Here comes the 1-2. And that is outside. The count now at 2-2 to Gene Perez. Runner at second. No outs here in the bottom of the fifth. 2-0 Grizzlies lead the Giants. Looking to add on more, the fifth inning has been very productive for Fresno this season. The third highest scoring inning in 2023. As Perez, a little blooper, that's in a shallow right field. It's going to be a tough play. It is going to be caught by the first baseman in Higgins. And the throw to third is late, and Parker Kelly is there. So Higgins makes the catch right near that right field line in fair territory. Perez is retired. Up to third goes Kelly. One out, runner at third. And here's E.J. Andrews Jr. 0-1 with a walk. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts have new amenities at a great low price, and they're waiting for you. Here's the pitch to Andrews Jr. That's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. Here comes the 0-1 to Andrews Jr. Medina, long pause. Here's the pitch. And that is outside. The count at 1-1 from the 6-foot, 190-pound left-hander in Medina. As the Grizzlies trying to add on to their 2-0 lead, a runner at third. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. The count now at 1-2 from Andrews Jr. Parker Kelly, the runner at third. He scored Cody Huff after an RBI double, who tripled. So Huff the triple, Kelly the RBI double. One out, runner at third. Here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off by Andrews Jr. He stays alive with the count at 1-2. Carlos Torres continues to loosen. So is the right-hander Dylan Cumming down in San Jose pen. So both number 12s Here comes the 1-2, and that is swung on and missed. Andrews Jr. chasing after a pitch on the outside part of the plate. Second out of the inning. And for Medina, that is his seventh strikeout. So two outs, runner at third. And here's Deion Jorge, who's 0-for-2, but an RBI groundout back in the third. As the ball gets away from that Grizzlies bullpen. And again, runner at third for Fresno, and here's Jorge. Here's the pitch to him, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Good off-speed pitch from Medina on the outside part of the plate. 7 Ks over 4 2/3 innings of work. He has 1 earned and 1 unearned run so far to his line. Here's the pitch, and that's a line drive. Hip, hip, Jorge! 3-0 Fresno! 2 RBI now for Jorge tonight. Kelly comes in to score, and the Grizzlies extend their lead. Jorge now 1-for-3, 2 RBIs in the night. As Kelly comes in to score, third hit of the inning, second run. And here comes first baseman Skyler Messenger, who's 0-for-1 with a walk. Fresno now a home run shy of the cycle here in this inning. As that pitch will get away, and Jorge will try third. Here's the throw, and he is safe. Diane Jorge took second as he saw the ball get away from the catcher, Perez. He takes off for third, and he's in there. What a job from Jorge. As here comes a mound visit now from Dan Runsler, the pitching coach for San Jose. Jorge all the way to third on that. What an effort there from Deion Jorge. The speed of the 20-year-old. 6'3", 170 pounds, and he used all 6'3 of that frame to get in there, Superman style. The Havana, Cuba native. Three nothing Fresno here in the bottom of the fifth. Runner at third now. Two outs for Messenger. It's a 1-0 count to Skyler Messenger. Here comes the pitch. And that's a fly ball out to right field. It'll go foul. The count now at 1-1. They're ruining it, a stolen base and a wild pitch on that. So two outs, runner at third, 3-0 Fresno. Here's the pitch, and Messenger swinging a miss. Good breaking ball on the inside part of the plate. The count at 1-2, that ball just disappeared. As Jorge steals the base and then gets the third on the wild pitch, I didn't initially see if Jorge took off on the pitch. Here comes the 1-2, and that is outside. The count at 2-2. Now, of course, at the time, I wasn't really looking at Jorge. Didn't expect him to go in that situation. But I'm not the official scorer, so I'm going to agree with the call. Either way, Jorge now at third base and a chance to help the Grizzlies extend their lead. Here's the pitch, and that's a fly ball. Left center field, you can forget about it. The Grizzlies have the hit cycle here in the fifth. Skyler Messenger, his second homer of the series, his seventh of the season. Fresno, a four-run fifth. It's now 5-0. Jorge scores, Messenger scores, and the Grizzlies extend their lead. Messenger has had himself a series, his seventh hit in this series. And here's Baylor now with two outs. A two-run homer to left center field. And now Baylor's, that pitch is in the dirt, the count at 1-0. Four runs on four hits this evening. Or on this inning. As here comes the 1-0. And that is in the dirt. The count at 2-0 to Baylor. Fresno has 5 runs in this game on 5 hits. Here's the pitch. And that is low. It's 3-0 now to Jamari Baylor. So a triple, a double, a single, and a homer. The second time in four games Fresno has a cycle in an inning due to hits. In this inning, four runs on four hits. We haven't had an error so far this inning as well, as the count is 3-1 to Jamari Baylor. There are still two outs here in the fifth inning, 5-0 Grizzlies. Here comes the 3-1, and Baylor fouls it off. The count now full 3-2. As they have worked the count now to Medina, whose pitch count up to 75 now. The Grizzlies scoring in bunches. Here comes the 3-2. Outside, ball four, and the inning will continue with a walk now. Third walk issued by Medina, and that will do it for the lefty. Here comes manager Jeremiah Knuckstedt. He will take the ball, and Dylan Cumming will head into the game. We will head to commercial here in the bottom of the fifth. The Grizzlies, a 5-0 lead. We'll be right back.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, 5-0 Fresno leads San Jose. We're still in the fifth, two outs, runner at first. Andy Perez, who's 0-for-2, will now face Dylan Cumming, who replaces Nomar Medina. Medina's line is not done yet, as he's responsible for the runner at first base. As here comes the right-hander, Dylan Cumming against Andy Perez. Cumming, 6'4", 175 pounds. Signed as a free agent in 2023 by the Giants from Grand Blanc, Michigan. As Perez, a high chopper, and Baylor had to jump over that ball. The second baseman, Gavello, makes the play. And one pitch, one out. That ends the inning. But not before the Grizzlies have the inning hit cycle. A two-run homer from Skyler Messenger, an RBI single from Dion Jorge, an RBI double from Parker Kelly, and it started with a triple from Cody Huff. We head to the sixth inning. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 790 ESPN.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the Chuck Chancey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thoroughgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanceyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We're in the top of the sixth inning, 5-0. Fresno leads San Jose as Carlos Torres will take over on the bump against O'Neill Perez. The first pitch is inside. The count at 1-0 from Torres. Final line on Michael Persecchi. The left-hander goes 5 scoreless innings, allows 4 hits, did not walk a batter, and he struck out 7. He also hit 2 batters as well. But Persecchi, the past 2 outings he had a combined 7 walks tonight, 0. And that's the reason why the Grizzlies have a 5-0 lead, as that pitch is fouled off by Perez. The count now at 2-1 to the catcher, who's 1-for-2. Persecchi actually had 8 walks over his past 2 outings, but no walks tonight. Here comes the 2-1, and that's a fly ball out to center field. Bouguereau is there. He camps underneath it and will make the catch. One batter, one out, and here comes the second baseman in Thomas Gavello. The Grizzlies 4 runs in that 5th inning. We said we're going to talk promotions. Let's do so. Tomorrow night, it is Healthcare and First Responders Night presented by Central California Faculty Medical Group. It's also Friday night, fireworks and a community outreach night presented by Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. As that's a fly ball to deep center field. Racing back is Bouguereau. He will run out of room. A home run for Gavello. Thomas Gavello makes it 5-1. A solo homer out to center field. That is only the 5th hit for San Jose. And for Gavello, his 10th homer of the season. It's an RBI as well for him. And there's the first run for the Giants. And with one out, here comes Anthony Rodriguez, who's 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. So tomorrow, Healthcare and First Responders Night presented by Central California Faculty Medical Group. Here's a ground ball back to the catcher, Huff. The throw to first in time. Goes 2-3 on the put out, 2 away. And here's Tanner Otremba, who's reached base twice. A fielder's choice and a hit by pitch. Tomorrow night, $10 field box tickets for Healthcare and First Responders Night. And then on Saturday, it's Military Appreciation Night. Another great evening, as that is outside. The count at 1-0 to Tanner Otremba. $10 field box tickets for active or retired military members. Here comes the 1-0. And that's in the dirt. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes from Carlos Torres. So 2 balls, no strikes. Torres will come set. And here comes the pitch. And that's a ground ball to the shortstop. Perez over to first in time for the out. Besides the solo homer, a nice inning from Carlos Torres. We had the bottom of the 6th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 790 ESPN.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, 5-1 Fresno leads San Jose. Dylan Cumming will face Jesus Bouguerin, who's 0-2 to lead off the inning. As the Grizzlies trying to continue their lead here, and we were talking promotions in the last inning on tomorrow, Friday, July 7th, game 4 of 6, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Healthcare and First Responders Night presented by Central California Faculty and Medical Group. Friday Night Fireworks and Community Outreach Night presented by Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. $10 field box tickets for all healthcare workers and first responders. As that pitch is in there for a strike, the count at 0-1 from the righty and Dylan Cumming. Here comes the second pitch, and it's in there for another strike. Count quickly 0-2. Back-to-back sliders there from Cumming. No balls, two strikes. On Saturday, July 8th, it's Military Appreciation Night, 6:50 p.m. As that pitch is inside, the count at 1-2. $10 field box tickets for all active and former military. And just like the night before, where there's $10 field box tickets for all healthcare workers and first responders. High pop up in a shallow left center field, and the center fielder Turner Hill is there. He puts it away for the out. Bouguerin now 0-3, one away, and here comes the catcher, Cody Huff. 1-2, a triple and a run scored. Finally, to round out this series at 5:05 p.m. on Sunday, July 9th, join us for pregame catch on the field that starts from 4:05 p.m. to 4:35 p.m. Round up your friends or grab a parent and come enjoy catch on the field here at Chukchansi Park, right where the players catch. It's also Save Mart Sunday, and kids run the bases with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. Now round out the series. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-1 to Cody Huff. Again, three more games left in this six-game series before the All-Star break. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. The count now at 1-2. Actually, it was fouled off. The count at 1-2. But again, grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Healthcare and First Responders Night, Military Appreciation Night. Here's the 1-2, swung on and missed. Huff chasing after the slider. Two outs now. First strikeout for Dylan Cumming. Two away, and here comes the right fielder in Parker Kelly, who's 1-2, an RBI double, and a run scored back in the fifth inning. As the Grizzlies lead 5-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. Here comes the pitch, and it is outside. The count at 1-0. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a strike in there. The count at 1-1 from the right-hander and Dylan Cumming. 1-1. Here's the pitch, and that's a base hit into center field. Parker Kelly, another two-hit game. This time a single with two outs. That is the sixth hit for Fresno. And here comes the third baseman in Gene Perez, who's 1-2. Single, stolen base, and a run scored for Perez. By the way, going back to promotions, a lot of in-game entertainment as well. And watch your Fresno Grizzlies, who have been on fire as of late. As that's a high chopper, this is going to go to second. And that will end the inning. That ball gets away, but it was the third out as the second baseman, Gavela, goes to Velasquez, and he didn't realize that that was the third out. We head to the top of the seventh, 5-1 Fresno leads San Jose. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, MILB TV, and 790 ESPN.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the seventh inning, 5-1 Fresno leads San Jose. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chancey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers Bad All Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure tickets now. Go to ChuckChanceyGold.com. You must be 21. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. And here in the top of the seventh inning, we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Carlos Torres will take on P.J. Hilson here in the seventh. Hilson 0 for 2 tonight. Torres back out for another inning of work as the pitch is inside. The count at 1-0. Here in the top of the seventh inning from Carlos Torres, the Ponce Puerto Rico native. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate. The count at 1-1. Torres is 6'4", 240 pounds, 22 years old, from Ponce, Puerto Rico. Here comes the 1-1. And that is a broken bat, ground ball to the third baseman, Gene Perez. The first in time, that bat went towards the third base dugout of San Jose. Perez makes the play. Hilson retired. It goes 5-3. As here comes center fielder Turner Hill, who's 1-for-2 with a stolen base. Carlos Torres was drafted in the 20th round back in 2022 by the Rockies out of Lehigh University, part of the Patriot League. And it looks like a piece of that bat got the catcher in Cody Huff, athletic trainer Justin Wilson, and manager Steve Solis checking on their young catcher. And I think he's okay. That bat shattered by that pitch from Torres, and I hope that Cody Huff is okay. And I wonder if he also got maybe a little bit of the part of the bat on the swing as well, but I think they are checking his eye. As here comes the pitch now to Turner Hill. It's outside. The count at 1-0 from Carlos Torres. The right-hander, a very good fastball. Appearing in his 23rd game this season, a 3-1 record, a 5.22 ERA. Here's the pitch. It is high. Count of 2-0. Here in the top of the seventh inning. As we're watching the game on MILB TV and the Bally Live app, you'll see a lot of adorable kids just shown on the screen as that is a called strike. The count at 2-1. Kids and members of the family of all ages, you can come down and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Here comes the pitch, and off of Torres! That will go to the first baseman, Messenger. He doesn't pick up the ball, and Hill now will have to head back to first. They're going to try to tag him, and he is there safely. And now they're going to have to check on Carlos Torres, who was just hit in the back with a line drive. He was hit square in the back. The ball ricocheted to the first baseman, Messenger. Messenger had to come up on the line, try to tag Turner Hill, not realizing that he didn't have the ball in his glove. And then Hill, who got away towards second base, he had to try to tag Hill on the way back, and he is there safely. And they're checking on Torres, and it hit him in the arm, it said, not the back, as Justin Wilson checking on him. And I hope that Torres can stay in this game. This is not ideal if you're Fresno. Justin Wilson talking to manager Steve Solis, and Torres just trying to hear what the athletic trainer has to say. They're going to check right here as he's going to throw a pitch. It's a single for Hill, his second hit of the game. Sixth hit in his last two games. San Jose has a hit in five straight innings, six overall. That ball does not feel good off the bat from Turner Hill. And it gets registered on the track man, but it never feels good to get hit. And Torres warming up right now, and I think he wants to stay in the game. They're going to keep him in. Carlos Torres, remember, he's a big body, 6'4", 240, and he's going to absorb that. The question is, how is he going to feel tomorrow? That is the real question. I've been hit before. I pitched back in the day, and let me tell you, it does not feel good to get hit with any pitch, no matter where it's located. As that's inside for a ball, the count at 1-0. And we'll have to check on the speed also for Torres and his pitches. That one at 95, just to make sure it doesn't dip down below. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a high chopper foul. And the count now at 1-1. Three other games going on right now in the California League. We'll give you scores here in a little bit. That is Melvin Adon, number 51, down in San Jose's pen, as that is fouled off. The count now at 1-2. As the Grizzlies, their first reliever is Torres of the evening. Here comes the 1-2, and that is a fly ball foul from Suarez. Suarez, 1-4-3, a single back in the third inning. As here comes the 1-2. And that is swung on and missed. A pitch down in the zone. And Suarez out on strike. Second out of the inning. First strikeout for Torres. And here comes Diego Velasquez, who's 0-3. So first strikeout for Torres. And now Velasquez, who has two strikeouts and a ground out. Has action now in the Fresno pen. Here's the pitch, and it's going to be a bunt. And Cody Huff from his squat position tries making the play. The count at 0-1. Two outs here in the seventh inning. Runner at first is Turner Hill. The Giants trail 5-1 to the Grizzlies. It looks like Davis Palermo is in the pen. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. And the count now at 1-1. Good spot there from Torres, just missing. And after getting hit by that line drive so far, we've not seen a dip in any of his pitches. Here comes the next pitch from Torres, and that is fouled off just below me. Oh, I really want to make a play. The count at 1-2. The former baseball player in me wanting to go grab that ball. The count now at 1-2. 5-1 Fresno here in the top of the seventh inning. Glad you could join us this evening. My name is Stephen Rice. Glad you could tune in. Here's the pitch. And it is outside. Check swing, though. Did he go around? He did not. The middle infielder is already racing off the field, expecting him to go around on that. But the count now at 2-2. But Torres now have to throw another pitch against Diego Velasquez, who's only 19 years old. Born in October. Here comes the 2-2. And that is fouled off by Velasquez, and we'll do it again with the same count. Velasquez has been a thorn in the Grizzlies' side over the past couple of series. So far, though, the Grizzlies' staff has been able to control the very dangerous young hitter. Can play all infield positions, mainly the middle infield positions. That pitch runs outside. The count now full. The runner at first, Hill, will take off on the play. Hill has 12 stolen bases this year, so the first baseman Messenger, even though Hill has tons of speed, Messenger still wants to be very careful with him. He'll play just behind him at first. Here comes the 3-2. There goes Hill. Fly ball out to right field. Racing back's the right fielder. And on the run, Parker Kelly makes the catch. Torres, a clean seventh inning. It's time to stretch here at Chuck Chansey Park. We'll be back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the seventh inning, 5-1. The Grizzlies lead the Giants as Melvin Adon will replace Dylan Cumming, and E.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, reps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch from Adon inside for a ball. Count at 1-0. To E.J. Andrews Jr., who's 0-2. A walk back in the first inning. Here comes the 1-0, and Andrews Jr. fouls it off. The count now at 1-1. Here in the bottom of the seventh, as the Grizzlies trying to win their third straight game in this series, try to stay undefeated in July, trying to win their fifth straight against San Jose, and improve to 24-5 in their past 29 games. As that pitch is outside, the count at 2-1 from the hard-throwing right-hander in Melvin Adon. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside, and the count now at 3-1. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, Melvin Adon, 3-1. Here's the pitch. And that's a line drive, base hit to left field. Andrews Jr. ripped that pitch at 111 miles per hour. Andrews Jr. now 1-3 with that single. That ball was absolutely crushed off the bat. Seventh hit for Fresno. And here's Dion Jorge, who's done a little bit of everything tonight. 1-3, a single, 2 RBI. A run and a stolen base as well. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. The count at 0-1 to Dion Jorge, who was added to the Grizzlies roster on Monday after infielder Ryan Ritter was sent to High A Spokane along with left-handed pitcher Felix Ramirez. Here's the pitch, swung on and foul tipped, and the count now at 0-2. Well, Ryan Ritter, the guy that Jorge just took over for, was just named the California League Player of the Month for June. Yes, here comes the 0-2. And it swung on and missed. Jorge could not catch up to that pitch that had a lot of movement. Andrews Jr. steals the base. A stolen base for Andrews Jr., but a strikeout to Jorge. First out of the inning. And here comes Skyler Messenger, 1-2 with that home run back in the fifth. First strikeout for Adon, ninth strikeout for San Jose pitching, by the way. But Ryan Ritter was named California League Player of the Month, his fourth award with the Grizzlies, and he's not even here anymore. That's a ground ball back to Adon. The throw to first now is in the dirt. The runner at second, Andrews Jr., initially took off for third, but then Adon faked the throw to second, and then off balance, the throw to first was dug out by the first baseman Higgins for the out. Great fielding right there from Adon, but the throw was offline. Two outs, runner at second still, and here's Jamari Baylor 0 for 2 with a walk. Here comes the pitch from Adon, and that is inside. The count at 1-0. He's appearing in his third game this season. He's 6'3", 246 pounds from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. The Grizzlies lead 5-1 here in the seventh inning, but back to Ryan Ritter. In the month of June, he had himself a month, as that is swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. Ritter, in the month of June, he had a .353 batting average with a 1.124 OPS over 23 games. As that ball gets away, up to third is Andrews Jr. He takes a big turnaround third. He will stop there. So now runner at third with two outs on the wild pitch. And Baylor an opportunity here with the count at 1-1. But Ritter, besides those 23 games, he smashed 6 homers, 3 triples, 6 doubles, 22 RBI, 20 runs as well. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed. And the count now at 2-2 to Jamari Baylor. Here in the bottom of the seventh. So congratulations to Ryan Ritter. The Grizzlies have now won 8 weekly or monthly awards combined as a team, as that is swung on and missed, and Adon out of the inning. We head to the top of the 8th, 5-1 Fresno leads San Jose. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 790 ESPN.
Available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the eighth inning, Fresno leads San Jose 5-1 as Davis Palermo will take over on the bump for Carlos Torres, who worked 2 innings. Well, 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned on a solo homer from Thomas Covello. No walks, 1K for Torres. And now here's Davis Palermo here in the top of the eighth. Here's the pitch, and that is just inside or outside. The count at 1-0, just outside. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Here's the pitch. It is a ball. The count at 2-0. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the valley. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous buffalo chicken fries. There are 6 locations around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. Shack it up your way at the Chicken Shack, as that's a line drive base into right center field. Higgins rounds second. He will stop there as there was a little bit of some issues retrieving that ball from the center fielder Boo Green. It's a leadoff double, though, for Higgins. He's now 2-for-4 tonight. It's some fireworks going off here near the ballpark. Seventh hit for San Jose. And here comes O'Neill Perez, who's 1-for-3. Once again, though, the Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the valley. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous buffalo chicken fries. There are 6 locations around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. Shack it up your way at the Chicken Shack. That ball gets away, and Higgins heads up to third base on the wild pitch. Runner at third, no one down. To O'Neill Perez, who's 1-for-3, the count at 1-0, and a mound visit here with Cody Huff in Palermo. Here in the top of the eighth, again, we'd like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Chicken Shack, absolutely delicious. The fries are everything. Here on July 6th. And a mound visit still going on between Huff and Palermo. Palermo, second time we've seen him in this series. It's now time for scores around the California League here in the top of the eighth inning. And let's start with the game in Modesto, where Stockton leads Modesto 5-0. The Ports looking for back-to-back wins. High chopper to the third baseman Perez. He looks down the runner, the throw to first in time. The worst spot you could hit the ball to, Perez did so, goes 5-3 for the first out. And here comes the second baseman, Gavello. 1-for-2, a solo homer back in the sixth inning. The only run for San Jose. As here comes the pitch from Palermo. And that's a check swing. It is foul tip. The count at 0-1. But Stockton leads 5-0. They have 2 runners on. In the seventh inning, a 4-run fifth inning. They also scored a run in the sixth as well. Almost every batter in the Stockton lineup has a hit. They actually now have every batter who has a hit. Is B.J. Cook singled with a pop-up. He was the last batter to have a hit. 2 RBI from Cam Masterman. And Jose Escorche a double. Here comes the 1-1. And that is inside. The count now at 2 balls and a strike. Here in the top of the eighth inning. So 5-0, Stockton leads Modesto in the top of the seventh inning. Stockton, for the second straight outing, Luis Carrasco has pitched outstanding. 6 innings of scoreless baseball, 2 hits, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts. Carrasco is the last opposing pitcher to beat the Grizzlies. And tonight has 6 scoreless innings against Modesto as Stockton leads 5-0. Let's head over to Visalia, where the Storm are routing the Rawhide 10-2. Ground ball, backhand by the first baseman Messenger. The throw to Palermo in time, but it does score the run from third Higgins. A productive out for Gavello. He has both RBIs as Higgins scores the run. It goes 1-3, an RBI. 2 outs now, it scores a run. And here comes Anthony Rodriguez, who's 0-for-3. Blake Elsner leads 10-2 in the bottom of the sixth, but Visalia has the bases loaded as they're going to try to get back into the game as that ball goes off of Cody Huff to count at 1-0. Blake Elsner had a 7-run sixth inning. Blake Elsner, home runs from Ethan Salas. He has 2. He has 4 homers in the series. As that is swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. He now has 6 homers this year and 5 of them within 45 minutes of one another. 4 in Visalia, 1 here in Fresno. As here comes the pitch from Palermo. And that is in the dirt. The count now at 2-1. They also have a home run from Griffin Dorsching, his 8th of the season. And a double from Verdugo, Roseman Verdugo. Salas has 4 RBI. Also an RBI for Aquino, the second baseman. A lot of new players in Lake Elsinore's starting lineup that we don't recognize since the last time they faced the Grizzlies. This is a team that the Grizzlies will face after the All-Star break. Lake Elsinore, they will head to Lake Elsinore for that series. Here's the pitch, and that's a called strike. It's now 2-2. So 10-2 in that one. We'll keep an eye on that one. Finally, In the top of the ninth inning, Inland Empire leads Rancho Cucamonga 5-4. A four-run bomb in the eighth for Inland Empire. That's the difference so far. Rancho Cucamonga scored all their runs in the second inning. Rancho Cucamonga has a home run from Galise. It's his fourth of the year. For Inland Empire on the other side, here's the pitch, and that is called strike three. That will end the inning. Finally, though, for Inland Empire, a triple from Macias, a double from Yadiel Sanchez, and Holt and Flores. We head to the bottom of the eighth. The Grizzlies lead 5-2. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV 790 ESPN.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the eighth inning, 5-2 Fresno leads San Jose. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chansey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers' Bad All Over the World Tour. Ground ball from Perez over to the second baseman Gavello, the throw to first in time. Goes 4-3 and Perez is retired. 0-4 tonight. And here comes Jesus Bugarin, who tries to extend his hit streak to 12 games. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chansey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers Battle Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanseyGold.com. You must be 21. ChuckChanseyGold.com. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun. High chopper for Bugarin. Can he beat it out? That ball goes just foul. The count now 0-2 to Bugarin from Melvin and Don. One out here in the bottom of the eighth. 5-2. Fresno leads San Jose. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. Bugarin, an 11-game hit streak, has 20 RBI in that span. Three homers as well. A lot of extra base hits for Bugarin, who takes his time right here. The count at 0-2. Here comes the pitch from Adon, and that is swung on and foul tipped. Barely going to piece, and it hit Perez, the catcher. The count remains at 0-2. Here on July 6th. Three games away from the series ending. The Grizzlies looking for their third straight win. It's a very good Giants team. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Bugarin down on strikes. And if he doesn't come up again, the hit streak is over. So two outs now. And here comes Cody Huff, who has a triple and a run scored. Third strikeout, by the way, for Melvin Adon. The Grizzlies bullpen tonight very good so far. They have pitched very nice evening. So two outs. Now here's Huff, 1-for-3 with that triple and a run. Here's the pitch. And that is low. The count at 1-1 and no strikes. from Melvin Adon, who, as we said, is 6'3", 246 pounds. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and that is in there for a strike. The count at 1-1. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow. Here's the pitch, and a fly ball out to shallow right field. Is it going to be playable? And it will get down right near that right field line. The second baseman, Gavello, dove for the ball, and it came up just short. It's a two-out single for Cody Huff. And for Fresno, that is their eighth hit of the game. And here's Parker Kelly, 2-for-3, a double, an RBI, and a run scored. Cody Huff barely getting a piece of that, and in no man's land, and Gavella, what an effort. He was still a little bit short on that one. As they're saying that Huff will head to second base on that one. I missed what happened. I turned real quick to look at that replay, and Huff is now at second base. So runner at second, two outs now to Parker Kelly. And Don will come set. Here's the pitch. And that is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. No balls, one strike. Action in the Grizzlies' pen. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. It was a pickoff attempt to Cody Huff. And it was an error on the play. So E1. Two outs, runner at second. Here's the pitch. And it's outside. It gets away from the catcher. Up to third goes Cody Huff. Perez going to keep it in front of him. And just like that, a runner at third here. With two outs in the bottom of the eighth. As the Grizzlies trying to add on to their lead. They lead 5-2 here in the bottom of the eighth. Here comes the 0-2 to Parker Kelly. And that is swung on and missed. That will end the inning. But the Grizzlies still lead 5-2. We had the ninth. The Grizzlies trying to end it tonight for their third straight win of the series. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, 790 ESPN.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the ninth inning, 5-2 Fresno leads San Jose. Zach Agnos will take over on the bump for the Grizzlies. In a save situation, Agnos pitched last night an inning of work, allowed one hit, no runs, no walks, no Ks. And he's back out once again, the third pitcher out of the Grizzlies' pen. So went Prosecki, Torres, Palermo, who went an inning, allowed one run on one hit. He struck out one. And now Agnos here in the ninth as the Grizzlies lead 5-2 looking to continue their winning ways here in the second half. Here's the pitch. And a high chopper back to Agnos on the mound. That ball just stopped. The throw to first, still in time. What a play from Zach Agnos. Both the catcher Huff and the pitcher Agnos converging on that ball in between the catcher's home plate and the pitcher's mound. The ball just dented itself into the ground, and Agnos' off-balance throw gets the runner in Otremba. Goes 1-3, one out, and here's P.J. Hilson 0-3. As the Giants down to their last two outs tonight from Zach Agnos. Here's the pitch. And that's a fly ball to deep center field. Now into right field. Parker Kelly is there. He will make the catch. Two away. And Turner Hill, who's 2-for-3, the last chance from Zach Agnos. A 10th round draft pick in 2022 out of East Carolina. The former two-way player. 6'2", 10". He's 22 years old from Haymarket, Virginia. Zach Agnos this year has had an outstanding season, appearing in his 27th game all out of the pen, a 2-2 record, a 3.38 ERA. He leads the California League with 13 saves, looking for number 14 right now. The team is 21-5 when he appears in a game. As the first pitch is a strike, the count at 0-1. Here's the pitch, and that is inside, the count now at 1-1. As we have tonight's attendance, 3,133. As that is outside, the count now at 2-1. So tonight's attendance, 3,133. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off, and the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nice Thursday crowd, and just like that, the Grizzlies are an out away from winning this game. Here comes the pitch. And a fly ball to left field down the line. And it will go foul towards the Giants bullpen. The count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the 2-2. And that is inside, and it hits Turner Hill, apparently, who has reached base now for the third time. That is the third hit by pitch by Fresno pitching tonight. So now two outs, runner at first, and here's Alexander Suarez, 1-for-4. Zach Agnos, with his 13 saves, is too shy of joining the franchise's top 10 in single-season saves. Gene Machi and Heath Hembree each recorded 15 saves that season for 10th all-time. Here's the pitch inside, the count at 1-0. And if it shows you how great it is to being a closer like Agnos, if you're successful, you could be still pitching in baseball like Heath Hembree. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed, the count at 1-1. Another reliever that pitched for the Grizzlies back in the day was Dan Runsler. Kind of a setup guy from the left side. He's in the Giants' dugout. Here's the 1-1. There goes the runner. Swung on and missed. No throw from Cody Huff. The count at 1-2. They didn't care really much about Turner Hill there. So runner at second. Two outs as Suarez takes his time. We'll see if the count is a stolen base or an indifference play. So 1 ball and 2 strikes. It is indifference. And that is swung on and missed as the Grizzlies win tonight by a final of 5-2. Zach Agnos strikes out Alexander Suarez. Your Fresno Grizzlies are 6-0 in July. They have won the first 3 games of this series, 5 in a row against the San Jose Giants. Fresno has won 24 of their past 29 contests. Your Grizzlies, a 5-2 win tonight. Agnos picks up the strikeout, and your Grizzlies continue their winning ways here in the second half. We'll be back with a post-game show right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 790 ESPN. Stream, guys, FreshlyGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for the post-game show, a wrap-up of tonight's contest as your Fresno Grizzlies win tonight by a final score of 5-2 over the San Jose Giants. Your Grizzlies improved to 47-31 overall, 11-1 in the second half. Your Grizzlies 6-0 in the month of July. They are now five straight wins against their division foe. They have won 14 of their last 16 games, 24 of their last 29 overall. Your Grizzlies win 5-2 tonight. Somehow Fresno continues to win. Right now the Grizzlies are unstoppable. San Jose falls tonight. They're 43-35, 3-9 here in the second half. San Jose still clinched a first half playoff berth by winning the first half, so San Jose could lose out and still are in the postseason. Final lines tonight, Fresno 5 runs on 8 hits, no errors. They left 6 on. San Jose 2 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors. They left 8 on base. The winning pitcher is Michael Perseki, is 6-5. The loss to Nomar Medina, he is 3-5. The save to Zach Agnos, his 14th of the year. Agnos, one save shy of joining the Grizzlies' top 10 in single-season saves. Congratulations to Agnos on the big save there. Time of the game, 2 hours and 14 minutes. The fastest game in this series so far in front of a paid crowd of 3,133. Let's go through tonight's contest. The Grizzlies really in control the whole night. They scored a run in the third, thanks to a ground up from Deion Jorge that scored Gene Perez, who singled, stole a base, and then the throwing error got him to third, and then he scored on that ground out from Jorge to second. And then in the fifth inning, Fresno had the inning cycle in hits. It started with a Cody Huff triple. Then Parker Kelly scored Huff with an RBI double. He came in to score on a Dion Jorge RBI single to center. And then Skyler Messenger, a two-run homer, his seventh of the season. Fresno scoring four runs in the fifth. They led 5-0 at that point, never looked back. They gave up a run in the sixth on a solo shot from Thomas Gavello. Gavello had a ground out in the eighth inning, so two late runs off the Grizzlies' bullpen. But it does not matter as Fresno wins tonight 5-2. Fresno continues to win again. For the pitching for the Grizzlies, Michael Prosecki, five scoreless innings, four hits. He hit two batters, struck out seven, though. No walks, no runs for him. Carlos Torres gave up that solo homer, but two innings of work for him. Davis Palermo, an inning of work. He allowed a run. Zach Agnos, a clean inning despite hitting a batter. For San Jose, Nomar Medina was clean until that third inning, and then that fifth inning roughed him up a little bit. 4 2/3, he allowed five runs, four earned on five hits, three walks. He struck out seven. Dylan Cumming, and then Melvin Adon, the Grizzlies, or the Giants bullpen, 3 1/3 of scoreless innings. Three hits, five strikeouts. They had no walks as well. San Jose struck out 12 Grizzlies tonight. 10 on the other side as Fresno beats San Jose there. For Fresno, offensively, two hits from Cody Huff, two hits from Parker Kelly. Skyler Messenger, the home run as well. He had another multi-RBI game. Dion Jorge, another multi-RBI game for him as well. Five different players scored a run for the Grizzlies. They win tonight. Eight total hits for Fresno. On the other side, two hits from Turner Hill. He's reached base now with six hits. Matt Higgins also had two hits as well. Thomas Gavello, both RBI. So the Grizzlies win again, and that heads us into Friday Night Baseball here at Chuck Chansey Park. It's Healthcare and First Responders Night, presented by Central California Faculty Medical Group. Friday Night Fireworks, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. There's also a Community Outreach Night, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. First pitch scheduled at 6:50 p.m. Our pregame show will be right before that as well. Stay tuned to find out who our special guest will be. It will be a great pitching matchup as well. San Jose will give the ball to left-hander Reggie Crawford, the Giants' 2022 first-round draft pick, the two-way player, maybe the next Shohei Ohtani, from what some scouts have said. No record, a 4.50 ERA. Fresno right now, the tentative starters, right-hander Jordy Vargas, a 6-3 record, a 4.22 ERA for the Grizzlies' ace, the Rockies' number 11 overall prospect. And game four of six between these two teams before the All-Star break. That will wrap it up tonight as the Grizzlies win by a final score of 5-2. A big thank you to all of our corporate partners here tonight, which includes Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, Chicken Shack, our proud Press Box food sponsor, Yellow Dog Science and Graphics, Express Furniture Rental, Manco Abbott, Lou Provence Apartment Homes, and Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, all proud sponsors of your Fresno Grizzlies. A big thank you to Verge for putting on tonight's broadcast. However you're listening, wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in tonight on 790 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Thursday night, and we will see you tomorrow for more Red Hot Grizzlies baseball.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. $50 available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.